Well, when Brian asked me to give my testimony, I was thinking about how on earth I came to be here, because it's a place I never ever thought I'd be. For so many years, I wasn't ever bothered whether there was a God or not, because I was so focused on other things. But there were lots of times over the years where I used to sort of look up to the stars on a gorgeous night like tonight, or up to the sky when it was lovely and sunny, and think, I wonder if there was a God that created this world. But I was quite happy, plodding along, sitting on the fence, not really bothered if God existed or not. But I'm here tonight, finally, off the fence, realising that God is real, Jesus is real, and that I'm ready to do something about it. My journey to realising the truth about Jesus probably started way before I even knew about it. I'm sure God was working in my life longer than I realised. But an obvious starting point was on a train trip to London about 6 years ago with my colleague Martin. He was reading a newspaper article about Catholics or something or other, and I didn't understand what he was talking about, so I asked him a question. And he explained about the exciting good news of Jesus Christ. And I really have to thank God that him and his wife Jo are such strong witnesses to Christ, because they invited me to things to their home, gave me books, and they weren't put off by my excuses of not wanting to listen. But I could see how passionate they were about their Christianity, and it made me want to find out more. And the more I found out and the more I learned, it seemed like the more Christians appeared in my life. I kept bumping into an old school friend who was a Christian, and my MP who helped me and my neighbours stop our houses being flooded was a Christian, and close friends became Christians too. But when I kept hearing the word sin and asking for forgiveness, I sort of thought, well, I'm not that bad, am I? Well, I think I probably am, but surely asking for forgiveness is for murderers and things, and not just average people like me. But once Brian explained about sin and that it was saying, shove off God, I'm in charge and no to your ways, that's when I realised that I am a sinner, as I've always lived without God and completely ignored his existence. But even then I was stuck thinking that the Bible was just an old-fashioned novel and Jesus was just a nice guy way back when. But at some point I accepted that it was truth. And there's so many things in our society based on biblical things. So I accepted it wasn't novel, but I was still stuck thinking, well, Jesus, wasn't he just a good guy? Until Brian asked us a question. How could Jesus be just a good guy if he went around telling everyone he was a sinner, son of God, when he wasn't? So at that point I realised that it was true, and that Jesus is real, he does exist, God did send him to live on this earth and die on the cross, and he was risen from the dead so that my sins and everyone else's sins could be forgiven. And once I realised the truth in that, there was no more sitting on the fence. I knew that that was massive. It was life and death changingly awesome, and all I had to do to gain my place in heaven and my share of God's blessings and have Jesus, our loving Lord, as my saviour, was to ask. So I did. I prayed and I gave thanks for Jesus. I asked for forgiveness for living a life without God, and I asked that Jesus lead my life. That's how I became Christian. And that's why I'm standing here tonight.